Big television is undergoing big changes, not so much in content, but in how we watch it, when we watch it, and on what device we watch it. Also, how we pay for it. First, there's the ABC iTunes deal, whereby ABC's primetime shows will be offered online through Apple's iTunes. Then there's the CBS deal with Comcast, and the NBC deal with DirecTV. Under those agreements, the cable companies will be able to offer episodes of the network's hit shows via video on demand, or VOD, for 99 cents. That's a big deal for TV watchers, and an even bigger deal for producers and advertisers. John Higgins writes for Broadcasting and Cable magazine. He joins me to discuss the ramifications, but first, so we know of what we speak, John, what is VOD?
Video on demand is basically allowing you to call up a sitcom or a movie or a news clip from your cable system as easily as you do a web page on your computer.
So if I decide that I want to see an episode of Seinfeld or maybe even last week's Desperate Housewives, I press a button, on it comes, and I get billed by my cable company for the service.
Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. A lot of stuff on video on demand is just free. On the deals announced recently, where it'd be, you know, 99 cents to watch last week's CSI, about half of that would go to the network and half of that would go to the cable system.
This week, a lot of commentators, including your own boss, Max Robbins, wrote that this is a really historic day in television. How big is this development?
This was very, very dramatic in my life, and I don't believe the hype in most cases, and I believe this hype. The cable operators have been dying for higher quality product. The networks and the operators finally came to terms. What happened is we found out what the price was going to be. And that's been something that's been kind of like a big staring contest for 2 years, where the cable guys didn't want to pay and the networks were saying they wanted, you know, $5 an episode. So this could really break the ice and start a flow of high quality product to video on demand.
So on the face of it, you would think that everybody in the TV business would be slapping high fives this week that this new window for revenue has materialized and technology has finally made it possible. But there's another side to this story, isn't there, John? Because to the extent that people download video on demand, they're not watching it on broadcast in its original form, which means the audiences are smaller than they ever were before, which, unless I'm absolutely crazy, undermines and threatens the entire model that gives us broadcast TV. Which side do you take on this question?
I'm a little bit in the middle on this. This is not dramatically going to change cable financially. I mean, it's like, you know, a few extra billion dollars as a cable operator a year, but it's not going to be, you know, $40 billion. On the ad side, there will still be some mass shows on the broadcast networks that everybody will be watching at the same time and talking about the water cooler the next day. But there will be some disruption. If there's fewer people watching the big shows at the same time, that's bad for advertisers. Advertisers like mass. They like reach. That's the big advantage TV has over any other medium. Even the internet, you can't reach 20, 25 million people at the same time in any other medium. The flip side of that is, you know, VOD becomes its own ad vehicle, a new ad vehicle, in some ways a better one. Because the cable operator is going to know a lot about you when you call up a movie. So your middle-aged guy living in the suburbs, they'll send you a different kind of car ad than they will send somebody who's a, you know, 22-year-old woman. And the cable operator will ultimately, not today, but ultimately be able to target that ad to you, and that may be more effective, and the advertiser will be willing to pay a lot more money for that. And they'll split that money with the networks.
Okay, I have to know, what are you going to download first? What's your first video on demand?
For 99 cents an episode, I'll TiVo it. But if I missed it, it would be 24. 24 is the show that, you know, I have to watch it, and I have to watch it that day.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
John Higgins is business editor of Broadcasting and Cable magazine.